Vivaldi's muse was a young mezzo-soprano called Anna Giro. She was 17 when the 48-year-old Vivaldi became her teacher while he was briefly working in her hometown of Mantua. Those lessons were the beginning of a partnership which was to last the rest of Vivaldi's life. Anna began to sing leading roles in Vivaldi's operas and soon became his prima donna, starring in almost every opera that he wrote. He wrote specifically for her voice, highlighting her vocal strengths. The Italian playwright Carlo Goldoni gave a colourful description of Vivaldi and Anna Giro in his memoirs. "This priest, an excellent violinist but a mediocre composer, has trained Miss Giro to be a singer. She's young, born in Venice, and the daughter of a French wig maker. She's not beautiful, though she's elegant, small in stature, with beautiful eyes and a fascinating mouth. She has a small voice, but many languages in which to harangue." Of course, people have always wondered, was she his prima donna in other ways? In 1724, Anna and her elder half-sister, acting as chaperone, moved in with Vivaldi. Vivaldi defended this questionable arrangement, saying that it was because of his poor health and his asthma, and he needed help in the home. Like many other priests, he maintained a lifelong live-in perpetua, a woman who dedicated her time to the priest as a cook, house cleaner, and general companion. In this case, it was two women, and it's unlikely that Anna did much cleaning. At the time, some questions were asked about this arrangement. The Cardinal of Ferrari refused Vivaldi entrance to the city for the opening of his opera, Farnace. The letter of refusal chastises Vivaldi for being a priest who's not taking mass regularly and who's living under the same roof as two women. Reading between the lines, there's also the implication that a man of the cloth should not be involved in the frivolous world of opera. Vivaldi wrote a long, rambling letter back, upholding Anna's modesty and piety, but still they were barred from the city. Anna was with Vivaldi in his last days in Vienna, and she arranged his funeral, which took place in St. Stephen's. 7 years later, she married a count and retired from the stage at the age of 38. Here is one of the arias written for Anna, Combattant quest alma, from Vivaldi's opera Farnace. It is sung by the mezzo-soprano Sara Mingardo with Jordi Savall and Le Concert de Nations.
Lo sposo il figlio. quest'alba, la gloria, la pietà, l'onor, la fedeltà, l'onor, la fedeltà, la sposa, il figlio, sposa, sposa, me,
That was Vivaldi's aria Combaton, Quest'alma, performed by Sarah Mingardo with Jordi Savall and Le Concert des Nations.